May the words spoken today bear the fruit that lasts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I have to admit, I'm no gardener. Okay, I can cut the grass, pull out a few weeds, but weeds to me are just plants in the wrong place. After that, I can't name the plant, can't tell you what kind of soil it is. But I just do it because it needs doing. But with our reading today, the parable of the sower, I'm attracted to this gardener because he just scatters the seed anywhere. He doesn't take time. He doesn't seem to study what he's doing. He just throws it. And it scatters somewhat recklessly and leaves it to nature, to the wind and the rain to do their job, to make it grow where it lands. But the one thing he does that perhaps is not reckless is puts his faith into God that the seeds will flourish. I'm sure we all know this parable well. We've all have heard it many times in church. But I dare say that we have heard it when its focus has been on the types of soil where the seed lands. And actually, in some ways, that misses the point of this parable. We look inwards and ask ourselves the question, what soil am I? The hard path? The rocky ground? Am I choked by thorns? Or am I the good soil? We almost treat the parable like a spiritual personality test. The soil determines the harvest, but we are shifting our gaze from perhaps where we should be looking. We aren't today going to look down at the dirt. We're going to look up at the one who is standing in the middle of the field. Because the title of this story in the Bible isn't actually the parable of the four soils. Jesus calls it the parable of the sower. And when you look at the sower, you notice something completely reckless about the way he works. We find also that the mantle of the sower is being passed on to us today, but perhaps a bit more about that later. We are being called to take up that pouch, to step into the field and become stewards of the scattered word. Not that I know much about modern agriculture, but I believe in some places they use precision farming. They use GPS-guided tractors, targeted drone drops to place exactly one seed into the perfectly prepared, chemically tested groove of soil to maximize efficiency. They don't waste a single grain. But we look at the sower in Jesus' story. His posture isn't one of calculated position. It's a posture of intense, reckless generosity. He reaches his hand into the bag, grabs a handful of seeds, or perhaps what we should look at as the precious word of God, and he just flings it. He doesn't test the soil, he doesn't map out the field. He just simply throws it. The wind may take it. Where it lands, he doesn't know. It lands on the hard path. It lands on the rocks, where the soil is barely an inch deep. It goes right into the thorns, where they are thickest, and waiting to choke the young plants. Some would say this sower is a failure. He's wasteful. But to God, that is the point. God is not mean with his grace, his truth, or his invitation. He scatters his love indiscriminately. He does not wait for a heart to be perfectly formed before he offers his word. He launches it everywhere, hoping against hope that it will find a place to grow. Here is where the mantle is shifting to us. Jesus has gone to the Father, and he has left the seed bag in our hands. We are now the sowers. But one of our biggest problems as believers is that we try to be agricultural inspectors instead of the seed scatterers. Before we share a word of hope, before we invite someone to church, before we extend forgiveness, or before we speak the truth of God into a situation, we subconsciously judge the soil that they are in. We look at a person or a community and think, they are too hardened by secular culture. It won't land. We see them like the path. They are too shallow and emotional. It won't last like the rocks. They are too consumed by their career and money. It just gets choked away like the thorns. So what do? We keep the seed in the bag. We protect it. We only sow it in safe places, inside the walls of our church, around people who already look and talk like us. We become elite conservationists of the seed rather than generous scatterers of it. But when we judge the soil, we are playing God. We are deciding who is worthy of hearing the word before they have a chance to respond to it. Our job in church, as this parable makes it abundantly clear, our job is not to judge the soil. Our job is simply to make sure that the seed gets out there, that we scatter it randomly as well. You and I cannot change the human heart. You cannot force a hard path to become soft. You cannot pull up the rocks under someone else's surface. Only the Spirit can plough a heart and make it hear the words. Taking up the mantle of the sower means we develop a posture of radical availability and unfiltered generosity. It means you speak the words of life to a co-worker, to someone you meet in the street. They may seem completely indifferent to faith. It means you are extending Christ-like love to a family member whose lives may be tangled in that briar patch that forms. They may be struggling and being choked by it, but the words can give new life. It means as a church, we must pour our resources into communities that the world has written off, the bad soil, if you like. We don't launch the seed because we are guaranteed 100% success rate. We launch the seed because the seed is powerful and we are the trust the sower who gives it to us. Imagine a world where the church stop overanalyzing culture and start scattering the word of God again. Imagine if we were as lavish, as reckless, and as unbothered by failure as the original sow was. Some of what you say will fall on deaf ears. Some of your kindness will be rejected. Some of your efforts will look like a waste of time. Jesus promised us that is how it would be. But some of the scattered word is going to hit the good soils. And when it does, it will burst through the dirt and yield a harvest 30, 60, and 100 times what is sown. Don't let the seed die in the bag. Step out into your neighbourhoods, your workplaces, your homes this week. Take up the mantle. Open your hands and scatter the word of God just liberally. Amen. We sing once more.